Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
But I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wheels. And I got big dreams.
Okay, guys. And ladies.
Nothing worse than going into a restaurant and the waitress keeps calling you guys when...
Oh, there are a lot of things worse than that.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Okay, being headed by ISIS.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, all right, well, maybe. I guess when you put it that way, Jennifer,
an airplane crash into your house.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's fine. Excuse me. I've been corrected already, and we haven't been on 60 seconds in this hour.
More being Jonathan Gruber this week.
Jonathan Gruber is the MIT economist who tried to explain and even justify his comments about the Affordable Health Care Act during a rather ridiculous apology before a House committee, Representative Daryl Issa, accusing him of creating a false model as part of a pattern of intentional misleading to get the Obamacare health care law passed.
He's the one that said you're all too stupid, remember?
He is the one who said you are too stupid. He just got raked over the coals. The Republicans had a nice time with him. He admitted to being inexcusably arrogant, but that's only because he was caught. Do you think if those videos had never shown up of what he said a number of years ago, that he would have apologized? No, he kept collecting all those checks, he was, from the federal government, state governments all around the country. Now his career as... at least for the visible future, for the foreseeable future, is kaputsky. But there are a lot of guys around like him. And I think that what he said, frankly, has some merit. The American people are not stupid in the main, but lack the intellectual curiosity which we supposedly entrust people to say to you, well, that's why we have congressmen. Okay. How many congressmen were reelected last month who voted for Obamacare? I would love to know, in terms of those that were defeated, were they defeated because of Obamacare? In some cases, there are probably a few that were. But in general, most of the people who voted for Obamacare were reelected. Kenny, I ask you to scrutinize that a little bit, and I think we figured that it was pretty close to almost everybody.
Yeah.
Excuse me, who was involved in that, came back for another go-around the next 2 years. So what does that say for your intelligence if you voted for somebody who voted for Obamacare if you don't like Obamacare? Can you honestly say that you really knew when you went into the voting booth that the congressperson you were voting for, or the congressperson wannabe that you were voting for, if they weren't in Congress, then you were safe? If they were in Congress, do you know whether your congressman voted for or against the Affordable Health Care Act? Remember, enough people voted for it to get it passed.
All right, I've got it if you want it.
Oh, Richie's found it.
Miracles.
Paging trick.
You said they proposed it and that passed because the American people are too stupid to understand the difference.
When I said that, I was at an economic conference being glib and, quite frankly, trying to make myself seem smart by insulting others.
Are you offering the venue as a defense for saying it or for meaning it?
I'm offering it as a defense for using inappropriate and hurtful and excusable language to explain.
Well, what did you mean by too stupid to understand the difference?
Congressman, I didn't mean anything about it by it.
Well, you said it. You had to admit it.
I was once again being glib and trying to make myself seem smarter by reflecting.
Well, what did you mean when you said it was a very basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter? What did you mean by that?
Once again, it's another example of my inexcusable arrogance in trying to insult others to make myself...
Well, let me pause this for one second. You're going to see a pattern here, right? He's using the same response. He was told to basically go up and be the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, fall on his sword.
And just to say, basically plead the fifth. Mm-hmm. And take responsibility.
Seems smarter.
Well, what did you mean when you said the American people don't care about the uninsured?
Once again, that was an overstatement of trying to conjecture on political topics.
I don't think it's an overstatement at all. I don't think people without it, I don't think the average person who doesn't have insurance was worried or cares about the person who doesn't have insurance at all.
I hate to say I agree with this guy, but we don't know about the economic policy. A lot of Americans just say, oh, free health care? Okay.
Yeah, right. True. Exactly. All right. So, anyway,
it goes on for about six more minutes. And he basically just gets a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper, and the guy just gives that same glib response.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The Senate report that has been much in the news in the last couple of days, that CIA torture report in secret prisons, there was treatment, or I don't know, treatment, you put that in quotation marks, that was worse than the government told Congress, yet more lies. More lies from the government, one branch of the government to another branch of the government. So we're going to talk about that with a reporter who is with Al Jazeera America in a moment here on Good Day.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4 inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18 month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stefan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with great deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Martin acoustic guitar with pickup for only $439. Kohala ukuleles or toka djembes only $29 each. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Stephanie Tsai is an anchor at Al Jazeera America, which is the U.S. cable news channel that covers domestic and international news. We know Al Jazeera has somewhat, in the past anyway, been seen as controversial. Actually, the stuff that I see from Al Jazeera seems pretty credible to me. And it's too bad that the name gets in the way of what you and others do, Stephanie. So with that in the backdrop, happy to have you here. Let's talk
about... Good morning, Doug.
Hi. You're reporting on the torture report. This has been a long, drawn-out process. What has been revealed in the torture report?
Well, you know, I think what a lot of Americans are going to find surprising about this report is that it goes into great detail. Rectal feeding, sleep deprivation, near drowning. And that was what wasn't redacted, because this was just an executive summary of a 1,600-page report. I think the other thing that's new is the amount of mismanagement and the lack of accountability within the program. For example, it struck me as I was listening to Feinstein's statement on the Senate floor that there is a reliance on contractors to actually implement the interrogation. So the main point and conclusion of the report was that given all of the moral reservations that some people have about the use of torture, it also wasn't effective, according to this report. Now, the CIA has disputed that. It has admitted that it made mistakes in the implementation of the program, but it disagrees with the basic conclusion of this report that torture didn't produce intel. In fact, it says it has saved lives and was critical to our understanding of Al-Qaeda at that time.
Well, the essence of some of the detail, you just touched on a couple of things that probably we just assume don't need to know. But the thing that I find amazing here is that everybody puts their hands up again. It's the same old government ruse. I don't know. No, it's like Sergeant Schultz from what do you call it? What's the name of that show, Richie? Sergeant
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah,
I know nothing. I see nothing. Well, I hear nothing.
What about the fact that why didn't they, for this panel, why didn't they interview the higher-ups at the CIA? It seems like they didn't even talk to them. Why is that?
Well, they based their investigation on thousands of documents that were basically the CIA's internal documents. But that is one of the questions that's been raised, as well as why they didn't actually interview anyone that had been tortured. There were no suspects that had actually been through the enhanced interrogation tactics that were interviewed by the Senate Select Committee. So those are questions that have been raised.
So doesn't that make it kind of like this Rolling Stone story that we're seeing where
only one side is
where
presented?
Only one side is presented?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that, this is a very detailed report. I mean, even the executive summary, when you look at the footnotes, they are sourcing the CIA's own intelligence documents. So, this is what oversight is supposed to be about. How you interpret those CIA internal documents is the real question this morning. And the CIA, at least former directors of the CIA, including Michael Hayden and George Tenet, say that, the information was cherry-picked in this report, and they disagree with methodology. In other words, they look at those same internal documents, and they see that valuable intelligence was received through these interrogations.
But it was good news for the consultants who did the report, because they made $40 million.
Well, I think
it was a good day for them.
One of the other interesting things that did come out of this report is how much money was involved. For example, it came out that more than $80 million was paid to two psychologists who had never interrogated a witness.
They were
paid a lot of money to basically check themselves and to hold themselves accountable.
Amazing. It just is amazing. All right. Thank you, Stephanie Tsai from Al Jazeera, with the focus on that torture report.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
How many times yesterday did you hear the song?
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a
at least a couple, I think.
Really?
I can count four times yesterday I heard this. In various venues on Pandora, on the local Boston station doing Christmas music, I was listening to the satellite of Sirius in the car, and I heard it there. I think they have a Christmas, don't they have a Christmas channel on Sirius?
They have about a dozen Christmas channels.
Yes, they have the Holly on channel something rather. But I think it's funny, Dougie, because before Meredith, BM,
yeah.
I don't think that you'd ever listen to holiday music like that.
I actually do like pop holiday music like this. I just want to listen to the same song over and over and over again. This song is being played now here on Good Day because it represents the song that turned out to be, according to Kenny's research, the number one Christmas song on the radio yesterday. Burl Ives from 1964. Have a holly jolly. Who doesn't remember Burl Ives? Probably
one of the greatest.
We watched the kids and I watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and he's the voice of the
snowman.
But
do they know
the
who he is? Do the children know?
Do they know who Burl Ives is? No, no. I mean, I say that's Burl Ives, who you know, but they have no idea.
Yeah, right. It's an interesting thing. You know how I think crazy stuff. I don't think like everybody else. Duh. Burl Ives, an interesting name. I've always thought that when I heard his name, I love his round, friendly voice. That's the way I always described it. Isn't that? Yeah. I mean, think about what you're hearing, and you could almost visualize if you didn't know what he looked like. And I remember well what he looked like. He looked like Santa Claus, actually, without a beard.
More of like a goatee, yeah.
Yeah, a little goatee, yeah, right.
Did you know that Rudolph celebrated its 50th anniversary last night, Dougie?
Rudolph, the television show.
Rudolph and I were born the same month.
Yep.
Happy birthday. You're 50? You're not 50.
Yeah.
Did you turn 50?
Yes.
You're 49.
Nope.
Oh, good for you,
brother.
Congratulations.
I made it.
Yes, you did. All right. Let's get to some of the fun moments from the monologues of the late night comedians last night, starting with Conan. Don't you love the way he gets introduced? Conan O'Brien!
Scientists say they are getting closer to developing a pill to replace exercising. A pill to replace... Yeah, yeah. Americans heard this and said, it better come in Cool Ranch flavor.
a report released by the Senate. It's all about interrogation techniques that have been used by the CIA. And not surprisingly, it's very controversial. It turns out the CIA has been using some torture techniques that really cross the line. I mean, this is torture. First, we have starting a text but not finishing it, so it just leaves that your friend is typing bubble up forever. Awful. Awful technique. Serious, crazy stuff. Making them sit through the entire ad before a YouTube video. I mean, these are torture techniques.
President Obama this week became the first commander-in-chief to write computer code in a bid to encourage computer science lessons across the country. That's really cool. And Joe Biden, which is also cool, became the first vice president to write boobs on an upside-down calculator.
So Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers, the reference Conan made to the pill that would replace exercise is referenced in a story we have today at DougStephan.com, Americans getting fatter and more slothful. What an interesting word, isn't it?
It's a terrible
slothful
word.
A couple of outcomes reported in the annual analysis of the USA's health. Now we know the rest of the story. Not that we didn't know this ahead of time. After encouraging improvement in the report last year, this year's data returned to the steady increase in obesity that's marking our health rankings. The rankings issued annually by the U.S. Health Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the Partnership for Prevention. There's a poll asking how often you exercise. I'd be curious to know what your answers are to those questions. You want to check it out? Fill it out at Doug Stephan.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-left sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Have a good day. I quit my job about a week ago. Told them that I didn't go inside. Now I'm going strong like a pro. Doctor says I'm doing fine. I'm freaking out about
fine. A lot of women, when Jennifer, you've noticed this or not, but when they ask, how am I looking, and you say fine, usually there's an objection to that.
Yeah, fine is like, okay.
Why is that?
Do you even see me over here?
Really?
We want specifics, then they better be nice.
Oh, really? What would be specific? What would be a comment that would be good?
Your hair is looking even better than usual.
Really? I love that eye makeup you have on.
Your rear end is looking so perky in those pants. You know, stuff like that.
I'll remember that one. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Top money story and how this affects you. Each day there seems to be more good news about the price of gasoline. So the Energy Department yesterday adds to that, cutting its prediction for the average price of gasoline across our country. Now, the average expected for the year, $2.60 a gallon. That's about 25%, about one quarter less than the average in the lowest full-year average since 2009. In other words, if you take 25 cents off the dollar, that's what you are finding the cost of gas is $4 a gallon. Now it's $3 a gallon, or it will be for next year. So the Jennifer and Kenny elements here that are paying a lot of money for gasoline in California, even though that's not the most expensive place to buy gasoline, Chicago. So anyway, the price drop in gasoline will save you and your fellow drivers about $100 billion next year. So will that money be put into the economy? Yeah, Chances are pretty good it will be.
Do you really think the gas prices will stay here?
I think that I want to think that.
As we talked to our guest a couple of weeks ago, we found out that he believes that one of the reasons that our gas prices are so low is because it's Saudi Arabia and OPEC basically throwing out the fishing line and the hook to try and get us to come back to them so that we are not so energy dependent or independent.
They
want us to go, oh, you know what? The oil is so cheap over there. Let's not worry about the oil and other resources we have here locally. Let's just keep buying it from there.
Equivalent today of Rumsfeld and Cheney, who made that deal with them last time when Reagan was president.
So basically, they're trying to get us to you know, take the drugs again so that we are dependent on them.
There you go. And given what Dr. Gruber said about the stupidity of the American people, perhaps we'll take the hook, Richie. Could be. Right? Christmas star of the day coming up in a few minutes. Elizabeth Chan will entertain us with some of her Christmas music. Meanwhile, in terms of the economy, this is a great time. Don't you love all the companies that are firing employees at this time of year? Well, they say it's the end of the year and we have to start the new year fresh.
So. If you want to get fired in the holidays, get into radio.
Yeah, right, exactly.
This is where you go to get fired
in
the holidays.
Here are your walking papers.
See you later. Sears Roebuck and Company, another one of those companies, once the sparkling star of the retail world. When I was a kid growing up, you always bought your appliances. Mm-hmm. You always bought whatever wearables, consumables.
Pants. Yeah, your tough skin.
Buy them all at Sears. This week, the company reported another loss, and they're going to close 235 more stores. This is the genius of the people who are the land barons that wanted to buy Kmart and Sears. Eddie Lambert is his name. He runs a hedge fund. Doesn't know crapola about running retail. Cheapened all of the brands so that the average person who has grown up on the tradition of the Sears.
Kenmore
appliances.
One of the worst things I ever bought was a Kenmore refrigerator about 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, used to be good. So, business not good for Sears. I'm just thinking about how as a kid, I remember the mail order business even. People who were on the farm.
Remember the Sears catalog this time of year?
Absolutely. The Sears catalog was all over the place. Jewelry, watches, and all kinds of things. There were violins, even, I remember, in the Sears. I think the first one I looked at.
My first guitar was a Sears guitar. Yeah.
How great was that experience when that big, fat catalog would come in the mail, and you'd sit down with your pen, and you'd
circle all that
page
stuff
by page.
Who doesn't remember laying on the floor in your living room, circling all the things you wanted in the Sears catalog, or the JCPenney catalog?
Yep. There
kids
you go.
Won't ever know that, guys. That's so sad.
Richard,
well, you know what they do now?
Sears was his name.
My kids go onto Amazon, and they just create an Amazon wish list.
There's the same thing now.
And we mail it to Santa.
Computer science. Yep. So Richard Sears started the R.W. Sears Watch Company in Minneapolis in 1886. That was before all of the union was put together. Sales in 1893 were $400,000. The Sears catalog was started in 1895, 532 pages long. $750,000 in business. In 1931, the Sears store sales overtook the mail order sales for the first time. $180 million sold from the Sears catalog in 1931. 1941, when World War II began, Sears had opened 600 stores. They opened their first foreign store, which still exists in Havana, Cuba. There's a Sears store in Havana.
Wow.
Largest retailer by revenue until the late 1980s when Walmart surpassed them. Compare any Walmart today to any Sears store even today, and the stuff is better because the stores look better, but it's still, when you compare the quality in both of them, they're both junk in comparison to what it used to be. So there are 1,830 Sears and Kmart stores that remain open. And because the stores they choose to open are on land that they own, likely that they'll keep
the stores open there. The stores they're closing are in leased facilities that they do not own. So it's always been a real estate play.
Makes sense.
But what a sad thing when you go back to it. I mean, there's like a lot of stuff in America. It just doesn't hold up.
Hey, man, nothing lasts forever.
No, I suppose.
A 150-year run isn't bad.
Not bad, right. The guy started making watches. Mr. Sears was a watchmaker.
Yeah.
Sold his watches. And now you can buy them all at K Jewelers. Right? Does anybody buy jewelry? I don't know. Who I was told by a well-informed source that the stuff at K... I'm not a jewelry person. Don't like buying jewelry.
It's not the higher-end stuff. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still pretty. And every kiss begins with K. They've got a nice marketing campaign.
Oh, I see. I got that. I didn't realize that. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for explaining it to me like that. A lot of the other big business story today, Carl's Jr. As long as we're in Southern California. How many people around the country know what a Carl's Jr. is? Raise your hands, please.
Richie, that.
You know what a Carl's Jr. is?
I do, because I've been to California.
Right, exactly. Known for the gooeyest, really cheesiest, most outrageous, greasy hamburgers in the world.
Yeah.
Have I made a misstatement? There's no misstatement in that, Kenny, right?
No, they're wonderful.
Yep. Okay, well, now they're trying to fit in. We have a poll today at DougSteffen.com focused on exercise and health. Carl's Jr. is going to roll out a natural burger. Their all-natural burger will be introduced next week.
Wait a minute. What's...
No antibiotics, no steroids, no hormones.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Grass-fed, good day. Grass-fed, free-range cattle to go with the rest of their grease. This is healthier grease because it comes from grass-fed beef, right? So it'll taste, Kenny, even better. It'll be better for you because the grease is better for you.
Absolutely.
Much better. Healthy grease. And the Carl's Jr., I wonder how many other... regional burger joints will go on. Do you think that Chick-fil-A will start feeding all-natural chicken? And
they try to do healthy chicken. I'm not sure, though.
No, they get the same. They get the chicken from the guys. You're going to have to do it. That's going to be a stretch. They opened a Chick-fil-A not far from me here. And the lines are out the door because the reputation that they have for whatever the reason.
I told you, I'd never been there. I went through a drive-through a year ago or 6 months ago. They were the nicest people I'd ever met in my life.
Yeah.
It was such an experience in a three-minute drive-through. I was like, good Lord, what is going on here?
Good. All right. Let's have some pleasant time with Elizabeth Chan in a moment. Our Christmas song of the day. Well, actually, we have three of them. Christmas star of the day next year on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Buck and Mastic responsibly.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18 months special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of
emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with great deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Martin acoustic guitar with pickup for only $439. Kohala ukuleles or toka djembes only $29 each. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
I wanna deck the halls, fa la 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 la, and jingle all the bells. And it's a silent night, love me for a ride, together on a sleigh.
Wanted to write the next great Christmas song since she was a small girl. Elizabeth Chan, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, how old are you now? You're not a little girl anymore, right?
I am 2 years in older into the Christmas journey that I've been on.
Yeah, you can't ask a lady her age.
Yeah, you do that. Hey, by the way, how much do you weigh?
Yeah.
And
well, I'm heavy in the presence right now. Heavy in the presence.
There you go. Good. And that wasn't really what I was just. She. There's a great story about her, and because apparently, as a small girl, you really dreamed about becoming some sort of Christmas star. And that's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
I have more. Perhaps a better way of asking the question is: how many years have you been trying to accomplish what you have with this new song, "Christmas in the City," this year? How many years have you been working at that?
Well, I wrote my first poem about Christmas and snow when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, and I used to just be obsessed with Christmas music and. I'm from New York City and I grew up here, so there's a station that goes all Christmas and I would leave it locked on 24 hours a day and just and really kind of torture everyone around me with Christmas music until, you know, present day. So, I mean, it's been pretty consistent.
Well, but that's not a bad thing. I mean, look at all the pleasure that we get out of listening to most of this Christmas music and to have people around like you who can bring some variety to it, because that Christmas station that you locked onto is playing the same 400 songs over and over and over and over again until...
Yeah.
They capture what it is that you're doing. And what I like most about this story is that you have grown using crowdfunding. Help us hear, let's hear that story.
Yeah, so, you know, I literally quit my job about 3 years ago to just try and figure out how to be a Christmas songwriter. I mean, there's no job listing. You're not going to open up the newspaper and see... you know, a job for a Christmas songwriter, so I had to create it myself, and I had no idea how to do it, and I started a Kickstarter campaign that helped me put out my first record, and because of that, it just grew and grew, and I put out my third record this year called Christmas in the City.
All right, let's hear.
It's extraordinary.
I want to hear a little of this. So you've written hundreds of songs over the past couple of years. And you have a couple of more Christmas albums in the works. Congratulations to you. You can find out more if you go to LizChanChristmas.com.
How cute is she wanting to be Christmas music only? That's,
love it.
I love it.
That is a great story. Yep. Neat. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your contributions. Nice to have you here. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. After the hour now, Money Pit time. Tom Kreidler, who is from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is here to bring us up to date on some of the winterization moves that you should be making if you haven't already. With all the wild weather we've had already, you should be well into this mode, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Tom's presentation is presented by the folks at Home Depot, who are happy to offer you the Delta Temp 2O hand shower exclusively. As a matter of fact, the Delta Temp 2O takes the guesswork out before you get into the shower. Delta Temp 2O technology features an LED displayment. Displayment, is that a word I can use, Tommy? The display.
Displayment.
Displayment. You like that word?
Now it's a word.
A displayment.
I like pepper, actually.
Really? LED display. Anyway, this LED is very cool. Shows the temperature, three color indicators to signal different temperature ranges for easy visual indication. I have it in my shower upstairs. And it is so cool because if the water is too cool, if it's below 80 degrees, it'll be blue. If it's 80 to 110 degrees, the color on the Delta Temp 2O will be magenta. And it's red if the water is warmer than 110 degrees.
If you have kids, this is a must-have.
Oh, yeah, this is
absolutely
great.
My kids, they know now, okay, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, I can get in.
Enjoy the convenience of knowing when the temperature is right for you and the peace of mind that the water temperature is safe. Plus, it's powered by water, so you don't need batteries. It's available exclusively, as I said, at the Home Depot. Great holiday gift. And so help yourself to the Delta Temp 2O. What a great home improvement gift for Christmas. All right, so some of the things as we talk about Christmas and winter starts officially, what, a week from Sunday. First day of winter is a week from Sunday. So, but we've well gotten into it. You're in New Jersey. You've gotten slammed.
Yeah.
Here in Massachusetts, we've gotten slammed. A lot of the country has already had some really wild weather moving into the Northwest. So what are some of the things? Is the heating system the number one focus, or should it be?
Well, it certainly should be, and obviously if you haven't had service, you should do that. But let's talk about some high-tech improvements that you can make, one of which is to add a Wi-Fi thermostat. These thermostats are so smart today. We have the Nest thermostat. There are others. But the thing about the Wi-Fi thermostat that I love is that it actually scans the house, and it knows if we're home, and it knows if we're not. So if we're not home, it automatically drops to a vacant house setting, which would be a lower temperature, thereby saving energy. And when we are home and the thermostat sees movement in front of it, it switches to the occupied home setting. So, you know, if you think about it, Doug, so many of us are not on the regular 9-to-5 schedule. We come, we go. It's nice if we could just have the thermostat be smart enough to
work for us. I think
it's
very cool. I think that is really very cool. I wouldn't mind having one of those myself. All right, what else is there on the top of the agenda here for winterization?
Well, one more improvement that I did to my house this year was I added spray foam insulation to our attic. We actually sprayed Isonine insulation up under the rafters. And this did two things. Not only did it insulate far more effectively than fiberglass, but it weatherized the house. It sealed it. And so now we have comfort and warmth. And in fact, this past summer, my air conditioning bill was 50% what it was the previous summer.
Wow.
And we expect significant savings this winter. I cannot tell you how much more comfortable the house is, having been both sealed and insulated with Isonine spray foam insulation.
Wow. All right, I want to ask you a question about a personal experience that we're having here on the farm. Over the years, there have not been really the same building code requirements. I remember as a kid, there was no need because the understanding was that farm buildings weren't occupied and they're going up and down and we move a lot of stuff around here and there. So Meredith bought the farm next door and has a little house with it.
Right.
And on the back wall was a piece of rotten plywood, which probably took the clapboards off and replaced the plywood and put Tyvek up and started with the clapboards back. Somebody in the building department stopped by because one of the neighbors that we don't like saw this and wanted to. Exactly. So now we're in a big brouhaha because I don't think I need to have a building permit to replace a piece of rotten plywood.
But I agree. If it's a repair,
yeah,
then I don't think it has the same requirements.
No.
It's not like you're restyling the whole building. You're just making a repair of it.
Right. That's all. It's a very simple thing. And they jumped to conclusions. Like I put some blocks next to the foundation of the house because somebody had stuck some batting. This is an older house. Right. They stuck some insulation.
And now they're building an addition to that barn.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hello. Get out of my face, basically, is what I'm saying. In a nice way, though.
Oh, yeah.
As you can
with
imagine.
A smile.
A very nice way.
We always
imagine
you doing this kind of thing in a nice way.
Yeah. Well, of course. That's good, Richie. Thank you for holding that thought. Tom Kreitler, check out MoneyPit.com, MoneyPit Radio, and there's a number on the website you can call anytime, day or night, to ask your question. Tom will answer it. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Chesler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.